This week's episode is a pop culture extravaganza. We discuss RuPaul's Drag Race, Madonna's incident with Drake, we create kids' bop versions of some top songs, give an Illuminati update, and brainstorm our podcast spinoffs. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now, before we get into this week's episode, we gotta give some love to our friends over at Warby Parker. Warby Parker offers boutique quality, classically crafted eyewear, including sunglasses, at revolutionary prices. So if you want to get a free home try-on kit of five stylish frames of your choice, plus free three-day shipping, go to warbyparker.com/besties. They make this episode completely free, so we gotta give them some love. We love you, Warby Parker. If you are a listener, go get some new glasses. You deserve them. Hi, Corey.
Hey, yo, what up? What? Wait, what was that you did the one time?
That was a thing.
Hey, yo, what?
I think, no, we were at, where were we? At
VidCon.
No.
Yeah.
Were we? No, it was an award show.
No, you walked out on stage.
It was the Streamy Awards, and I was like, hey, yo, what? Oh, wait, no, that's where it came from. Right?
Yeah.
VidCon.
So what you're saying is I'm right.
Anyway, so then we were at the Streamy Awards, and
you just did this at the Streamy Awards?
Streamy Awards is a different time. You're thinking Shorty Awards.
Oh, God.
I can't keep
Lord
track.
Lord knows.
No, the Streamy Awards, I went up and I was like, hey, yo, what? And then I was, oh, no, maybe it was
Oh, my God. This
Teen
story,
Choice.
I'm so over this
I don't
story
fucking
now.
Know.
All I wanted you to do was say, hey, yo, what?
Anyway.
Say it.
Hi, yo, what?
Yeehaw, yay, yippee.
What's up, Corey? What's going on? What's happening in your life?
You look excited to be here.
I am distracted by a million
close
things.
Close your computer.
I can't close my computer because we have a list of things that we're going to talk about today.
How many tabs do you have open?
30.
Girl.
30, flirty, and
one for each of
clicking.
My glorious years on this planet.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding. You don't know what other planets I've been to. What are we talking about?
We're talking about all the
Shoot.
Hip things that are happening right now in pop culture. Corey, what's the first story?
Well, do you want to talk about what happened like a couple of weeks ago?
Tell me everything. What?
Well, there we were in Vegas.
Yeah.
At the podcast.
You guys, awards. You guys voted and we won a podcast award.
Hey.
Hi.
Thanks, Cycle Babies.
Thanks, my little Cycle Babies.
So I was going to give you an opportunity now to recreate your acceptance speech for.
Hey, yo, what?
There we go. Full circle.
Full circle.
You just walked up on stage.
No, we walked up together.
I know. I was there.
And, what happened? We said thanks to the Cycle Babies.
We said hi.
We said hey Z's and goodbye Z's.
Is anyone watching this live stream?
We were definitely taken aback because it was like.
Because you were starstruck by Chris Jericho.
No. No offense to him. You were starstruck. Who were you starstruck by?
There were people from like reality TV shows there, like Survivor and stuff. Like nobody that like a normal person would know, but people that someone who's watched every episode of Survivor would know.
Who?
He was on the Amazon season. I don't want to get into it. Point of the story was that we went, we won, and we wanted to say thanks, Cycle Babies.
Thanks, babies. No, yeah, so that was fun. And then we went to the Shorty Awards,
yeah.
Which we didn't win, but that's fine
can
anyway.
Can you believe some up-and-comer podcast,
some
Serial?
No-name podcast, Serial, beat us.
How dare they?
How darest they?
Clearly. I don't know. I tweeted that they had won, and while they were accepting their award, I was backstage eating mac and cheese. So I think we all know I was the real winner.
So, Corey, the biggest news of the century is Zayn is coming for your look.
I was a little offended because everyone was tweeting that I copied him. And I'm like, yo, check the receipts. I got my haircut days before he did. He's copying me.
I mean, he's jacking your swag. He recently went solo, and like any boy
did
band...
Did he go solo?
I don't know what's going on. But like any boy that leaves a boy band, they shave their heads. Justin Timberlake
that
did
happened.
It. Nick Jonas did it. Now Zayn is doing it.
When did Nick Jonas, A, go solo?
What do you mean? He's literally
Nick
doing
or Joe...
It.
Didn't Nick always have short hair?
You know
hair?
Who we just saw? Kevin Jonas at
we
the Shorty Awards.
We did. Kevin Jonas was there.
He shook my hands and I got a little clammy.
Ew.
I got nervous.
You had a clam in your hand?
I literally gave him a clam.
I
I was so nervous. I got so clammy. I accidentally gave him a clam when he shook my hand.
Backstage giving clams out to all.
Juggling clams.
You were like, Bill Nye, you get a clam.
Yeah. I was the Oprah
Kevin
of
Jonas,
clams.
You get a clam.
You
Who
get
else
a clam.
Was there?
You get a clam.
Johnny Weir, you get a clam.
I gave him a clam.
Is that like slang for like
an STD?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
So did anything
It's
fun?
Like Crab's ugly cousin.
I thought that was you.
A clam.
Dragged!
I don't get it.
You're a Crab's ugly cousin. I don't get it either.
I was just hitting some notes. And speaking of Zayn, Corey, there's news right now. It's alleged from The Mirror. They say that they've talked to Zayn, and he was trained to be an actor before he joined the band, and they think that might be actually his next route. Would you go see a new movie with Zayn?
I'm rolling my eyes. This is all just speculation.
I mean, yeah, it's speculation, but like—
Show me the receipts.
The receipts are right here. Google.com.
So what's the truth?
So, oh, okay, Oprah.
You know that people just want to put something out there and get— I don't know. I'm just— If he's an actor— If he's happy, it's what I said last time.
If you
time.
Could see him in any type of movie, what
porn.
Would you, okay. I want to see him in like a horror movie. Imagine him like, oh, spooked. Or maybe he's like the scary guy.
And he's like, oh, I got to run. And then like slow motion Zayn running. And then he's like shirtless and then all of his clothes fall
off. Right, right, right.
Oh, wee.
Yeah. Okay, well, Maybe a musical. Maybe he's the new Danny Zuko in a Grease revival.
Grease doesn't need a revival.
Okay. How dare you?
And I will tell you and your mother the same
John Travolta
thing.
Would disagree. Produced by John Travolta.
So Zayn did get a haircut. And then
Zayn got a haircut. And what was his first tweet? He's come back to social media.
Lord knows I didn't read his first tweet. I only read Lord's
tweets. His first tweet back since the drama of it all. What did he say?
He said, want to say thanks to everyone that's been there for me over the last few weeks. Love you all. You know who you are. X. And then he had to follow it up with... The X stands for a kiss, by the way. It's not a mystery. Sorry if you're confused.
Well, because everyone looks into everything.
Okay, I mean, I'm not dumb. I know what an X or an XO means.
Right. Every British person signs their tweets like that.
Do they really?
Yes.
Is that how Ed Sheeran came up with his album title?
Maybe. Zoe was telling me that if somebody sends her a text and they don't put an X at the end, she thinks that they're pissed at her.
Oh, my gosh.
So I reply everything with XXXXXXXXXXX at the end.
Triple X?
Yeah.
For her eyes
So she knows that I'm talking about porn. Porn.
Porn.
Yeah.
What else is happening in the world?
Well, Corey, there is some drama with your queen.
Who?
Katy Perry.
Ugh, I heard about this.
She has attempted to trademark Left Shark.
She's been doing it since the Super Bowl. I mean, they've been in the process since the Super Bowl.
And what happened?
It didn't. I mean, it wasn't going to go through. Like, there's a big bunch of, like, trademarking rules when it comes to, like, mascots. And they're like, you can't really, like, trademark a mascot and... Right shark, drunk shark, left shark, whoever it was.
Well, I want to know why she wants to do it. Is she trying to, like, sell merch? Is she trying to, like, do a Left Shark tour? Is the next single going to be called Left Shark?
Oh, my gosh. On the next album, she's going to have a single, lead single called Left Shark.
I mean,
it's
going to
be like, girl, if you're looking for a friend, I'll be your Left Shark till the end. Wiki, wiki, wiki.
Oh, my God. No, I mean, it's almost as bad as Double Rainbow, capitalizing
Excuse
on a meme.
Excuse me?
Literally turning a meme into a song.
Oh, if you've got room to talk,
I do
turning
have room
a
to talk.
Meme into a video.
Name one meme.
The Mimi, I'm first.
Yeah. Speaking of Drag Race, who are you rooting for?
Oh,
is anybody watching Drag Race right
I'm
now?
So overwhelmed and yet also so underwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about this season.
It's not my cup of tea.
I would never go back and rewatch it.
Yeah, no. There are plenty of seasons, and we kind of discussed it. Like when I describe what RuPaul's Drag Race is, it, to me, it's America's Next Top Model meets Project Runway. As performed by drag queens, which makes it sound like the best show of all time.
Yeah.
And in past seasons, they have had enough charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent where they have to make their own costumes, they have to tell their own jokes, they have to be this character and live up to this larger-than-life personality trying to be the next drag superstar,
yep.
The next RuPaul. And in this season, I'm just seeing a lot of contestants be facets of what they need to be, not necessarily the full package. Like, some people are funny, some people can make us an incredible look, but nobody's got that complete package. And so for me, this season is kind of lacking.
I agree. And maybe I'm like, did I get old? Am I fed up with reality TV? Or does this cast just, like, exhaust me? Because
maybe we've just seen it all. Maybe we've seen all the great drag queens and there's nobody left.
Oh my gosh, that would be awful.
Maybe that means it's our time to enter the drag world.
I've been thinking about doing it.
Girl, you've been stinking about
I have
pooing it.
Speaking of drag queens.
What?
Did you hear about Madonna?
No.
I'm just kidding. She's not a drag queen.
Oh, is that it?
Well, I have a story about her.
What? Her making out with Drake?
Yeah. So, I think she a little bit assaulted him.
I would say, yes, it was a sexual assault. And I think the lack of media calling it as such shows the perception that people have about male victims of assaults.
Well, did you see?
Especially when perpetrated by female people.
He Instagrammed afterward and was like, don't misinterpret my shock. I got to make out with Queen Madonna.
Yeah, because
thank you.
I guarantee her team was like, you need to release a statement about how it was an assault. Yeah, duh. Are you kidding?
I don't know.
Have to read body language. You have to, like, are you,
body language. Are you quoting Ursula?
In the words of my good friend Ursula.
Yeah.
Body language.
Well, no. So the point of this story was, you know, Umami Burger?
Yeah.
They were coming for Madonna. They had an advertisement, like, drawn on one of their locations. And it was like, because nothing gets the taste of old lady out like umami.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't agree with coming for Madonna about her age. I've said that before. I'll say it again. I don't agree with coming at her about, you know, her braveness in the world and the—
Did you say Brave by Sarah Bareilles?
And all of the things that she's done with the LGBT community.
You want to see Madonna be brave?
Listen, all the things that she's done for HIV activism, I appreciate and I acknowledge all those things. I come for Madonna because she's playing a shtick of grabbing attention that I don't want to play into. I see everything she's up to, and I don't think she's a kind person. I said it before, I'll say it again.
I think a lot of her, like, marketing, it's not to be, like, interesting, it's to be shocking. And the funny thing is it's, like, it's coming across a little, like, disparate. I mean, just, like, humping the table at the title thing and then, like, clearly kissing Drake when it wasn't pre-planned. She's just trying to be shocking.
In a world where every day a celebrity does something shocking, especially with social media, we can see all things happening in real time. It's a different atmosphere from when she was, you know, at the top of her game, actually doing shocking things.
I was laughing in my head because I literally was thinking of that Vine or that Instagram clip of her, like, getting interviewed by a sock puppet.
Oh, my God. I can't with that. Anyway, I want to move on from Madonna. We talk about Madonna too much. So before we get into any other juicy topics, we got to give some love over to our friends at Warby Parker. We love them because they offer a big deal for you guys. So Warby Parker is a glasses and sunglasses company that offers affordable frames that are high quality and beautiful. I love my Warby Parker glasses. You guys see them in my videos or on my selfies. I am wearing my glasses all the time and my sunglasses. And they are offering an at-home try-on of 5 pairs. You basically go on the website. You go to warbyparker.com/besties. You can try them on from the comfort of your home. You can send some selfies to some friends and not feel awkward like doing that at a store or anything. And you can actually get your friends' opinions without, you know, the rush of being in the store, feeling like you have to, like, hurry up. You're being helped by, you know, somebody at wherever you're going. You can do it in the comfort of your home. You don't have to worry about it. So you pick your glasses, you send them back, you tell them which pair you want to be turned into prescription, and then they'll send you the pair to your home. And you'll get free 3-day shipping. It's like you can do it all from your pajamas on your couch. It's the best. So if you use warbyparker.com/besties, and maybe if you do it, send me a selfie of you and all the pairs, and I'll help you pick what you want to wear. I'll tell you what looks good on you. I'm sure all of them will look good, but I'll tell you what you look best in. And yeah, so use warbyparker.com/besties. They make the podcast free, so go give them some love. And yeah, thanks, Warby Parker. Speaking of influential people,
go.
Time Magazine had the 100 most influential people in the world of this year.
Really?
And on that list included a lot of people. Like,
where there were 100 people,
100
you
people.
Say.
Kim, Kanye, who else?
I didn't look.
John Green was on the list.
Oh, I saw, and he, Laverne Cox was on.
Laverne Cox.
I know that because I saw John tweet a picture of the two of them together. But other than that, I have not seen it.
A lot of incredible people. One of them, Amy Schumer.
Yes.
She attended the red carpet, and she sabotaged the red carpet in front of Kim and Kanye. She fell right in front of them. It was obviously on purpose. It was obviously a shtick.
Was it shocking?
Was it shocking? I don't know. I'm looking at pictures of Kanye reacting to it, and he just looks sad. He looks very disappointed in the situation.
Listen, he had a performance that night or something, I think.
Yeah. Apparently it was groundbreaking. Laverne Cox posted about it.
Wasn't she just, like, trying to crawl to them?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at these pictures. Kim Kardashian is not having it.
Kim actually looks concerned. She seems amused and concerned. But Kanye is over it.
Kanye's like, she is not on Tidal. She's not in the Illuminati.
Speaking of Tidal, nothing to say.
Thank God. Did you hear that your man is newly single?
Which one? I got plenty.
Big Sean.
Big Sean's ready to mingle?
He's single, mingle, looking to flirt, doesn't want to get hurt.
Wants to eat my Pringle?
Yeah. Sing a jingle.
But once he pops, he just can't stop.
Is that Pringles? What you heard? Is that his next big song?
No, that's what they say about my Pringle.
Now, okay, so you know I was listening to that.
I'm thinking Prindle. Do you know what a Prindle is?
I don't think, my guess would be something about horses.
No, a Prindle is, it's...
I don't think you
parking,
know.
Reverse...
Idle.
Neutral. Drive.
No. Third.
In third. Prindle.
Lower. Is that literally what Prindle is?
Yeah, it spells out Prindle. Oh my God. Have you never seen...
I think I was thinking of a bridle or a... Isn't that a horse something? I don't even care. What are we talking about?
Who's your favorite horse?
Oh, I do love those...
Seabiscuit.
No, I love those baby mini horses.
Ew.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I hate miniature anything.
That's a lie.
I like...
You like
jumbo
sliders.
I don't like sliders. And here's why I don't like sliders. I'm about to launch my campaign against sliders because it's less meat, more bread.
And daddy's always looking for more meat.
Right. I want the opposite.
More meat, less bread.
Right.
So what was that sandwich you were trying to tell me about the chicken and the chicken with chicken in the middle?
Well, KFC's got this double down.
I still don't believe this story.
Listen, Google KFC double down. It is, let me just describe the picture of it. Oh my God. It is, here, look at this. Instead of bread, they have chicken, deep fried chicken.
No.
With meat in the middle of it.
If anybody's tweeting pictures of this at us, please only tag Tyler.
So there's a double down.
I don't need this to be my
feed. Chicken as bread, but there's a bacon and cheese situation. There's a hot dog version where it's a chicken.
Does that chicken got no beak, no bones, no teeth?
Well, we don't know about the beak, bones, teeth situation. But all I do know is the more meat they use, the more likely there's a beak. You know what they say in the fast food industry.
No beaks, no shoes, no service.
Right.
All beaks.
All service.
Yum.
Yum.net.
So, no,
what? KFC.
Was Big Sean the one you were telling me the other day about that song?
So you're going back to double meat? Big Sean.
Do you think he likes?
Yeah, he's got that. He's got that song about Naya. Apparently,
do you think he's gonna have one about Ariana?
I would live.
I was reading.
What is the song about Naya? What is it?
It's called an F word.
I ain't fucking with you.
I think that's it.
I think that's
a little stupid. I actually don't like.
It's
that
a
song
lot of.
At all.
It's kind of a lot of swear words, cuss words.
I don't like this.
How is Kidz Bop gonna cover it?
I don't think they're going to.
I'm not messing with you. You silly, silly girl,
goose.
I ain't messing with you. You silly, silly goose, I ain't messing with you.
Hey, Big Sean, call us if you need help Kidz Bop version.
Listen, we're here to rewrite every song for you.
So, no,
Do you think there's going to be an Ariana song from Big Sean?
I want to talk about, do you think there's going to be an Ariana album about Big Sean?
Oh.
What I think is interesting, because the media is like, he wants her to write a song about her, but they want her to have a whole album about him. They want her to be very like Taylor and Adele and just like...
Calm it down.
Have a breakup album over Big Sean.
Well, all I know is this comes after a very dramatic concert where Ariana was on stage with Justin Timberlake. Not Timberlake. I always want to say Timberlake. Bieber. Do you think... that had anything to do with the situation, because apparently there were alleged deleted tweets from Big Sean about the situation.
I don't know. I just think that, I mean, maybe
it is high school drama.
Maybe it opened her eyes. Maybe he like freaked out over nothing. And then she was like, I don't have time for you
she
to freak out over nothing.
It's called performance art. It's called a performance on stage. Whatever.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. I don't see nothing wrong.
Okay. We don't have the rights. Speaking of songs we don't have the rights to, Adam Lambert's new song, Ghost Town, thoughts?
Okay, so you know I like a good song with a whistle in it, but I don't like Whistle by Flo Rida. Mm. I know it's confusing. Mm. It's very interesting.
Is that your Twitter bio?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And I do like the whistle in the Spark song by Hilary Duff. So
this is the only note I can whistle.
You are so good. Are you whistling in or out?
In, because I can't whistle out.
Oh.
Oh, I did it. Maybe.
Oh my God, breakthroughs. You did it. You've
this
accomplished something.
The part where
I hope you include this in your 2015 recap.
God, I gotta
had
go.
My first whistle.
Gotta go. So, Adam Lambert's song, yay or nay?
I read
simple question, yay or nay.
Can't we talk about it? We got time.
Or filet.
I mean, I added it to the potential list of 2015 Power Hour songs.
Okay, you'd rather eat a filet of fish is your answer.
Yes,
okay.
So nay.
Nay. Slay.
I'm excited for the album. How do you feel?
Or play dough. I have always been ready for new Adam Lambert. You know, I'm a fan-a-lo. Yeah, I like it. I was listening to it and I'm like, I want to hear it in a club. I want to hear it like in a concert. I want to know the atmosphere of the song, because in the isolation of my living room, it doesn't have the same impact as what I think it does as a performance. And you know, he can perform live and kill it. So I want to hear that. I want to see that.
Have you seen him live?
No.
How does it feel to be such an Adam Lambert fan now when you were such a Chris Allen fan then?
Well, I was a fan of both. It's not, listen, the media tries to pit all of these female pop stars against each other, and I will not play into it.
You know what I'm looking forward to? Where is she now with Chris Allen?
Oh my God. Well, I'll tell you, he's my height.
I didn't say how tall is he now.
But, he was my height, so who knows how tall he is now? Who knows? Maybe it'll be an expose.
An expose. Tell the good story about when you met Chris Allen at the Urban Outfitters.
Oh my God. What?
So there he was,
and I was like, hey, can I get a picture? And then we did.
Did you?
I think.
Is it on Instagram, or did you just stalk him from afar?
Well, he was in the sales section, so that's where he is now. Girl.
His records are. But,
oh my God, don't be a bully.
I mean, I was telling the kids, like, if you want a Chris Allen album,
oh my God,
go get it for a discount.
I liked Chris Allen, and I still do. He's handsome.
I still have this Double Down picture pulled up. And it's got a bacon sundae underneath related.
Oh, so now who's interested?
I'm always interested in a bacon sundae.
Now who's into it? So as we always discuss, Corey, we need to do an update on the Illuminati. What's the latest?
So
from Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People.
Change the name from Psychobabble to like the Illuminati update.
Yeah, of course.
It's
obviously.
Just all of us just like. By all of us, I mean the two of us.
I mean, I never feel like I will be over it or feel above talking about the Illuminati. I'll never be a Lumen snobby. If you will. I'll always be a Luma...
Naughty? What if
naughty?
They try to what if they try to recruit you?
Oh, my God. How do you know they haven't? That's exactly what somebody would say if they wanted to get recruited.
You're just
what is something somebody would say if they were a part of the Illuminati?
Oh, my gosh. No. So, Kanye, did this, like, essay for Paper Magazine because, like, you know, Kim was on it, so he had to be on it, too, because part of the Illuminati... So you are in the Illuminati. You were in Paper Magazine.
I can't – well, I was actually, yeah.
So Kanye's just like over everyone making jokes about the title press conference, and everyone was like tweeting like, oh my God, it's an Illuminati like summit meeting.
Right, literally.
And he was like, yeah, I heard the joke, and there's actually not an Illuminati. And if there was
– How can he confirm that there's not an Illuminati? That's something – that is 100% something somebody would say they were – the vice president.
Right. He's saying, you think he's that high?
I think he's like treasurer.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He's your national treasure.
Calm down.
Isn't that a
movie
Pixar
with Nick Cage?
It's a great movie.
Is that a cartoon? National?
I saw both of them. There were two in theater. Anyways, he said if there was an actual Illuminati, it would be energy companies, not musicians.
That's what he has to say?
That he's trying to divert eyes off
he's
of the
boring.
Illuminati and onto the energy Illuminati.
You know what I think the latest project of the Illuminati is?
What?
The Full House reunion. Are you going to watch?
Candace Cameron? Who? Reprises, exactly, you don't even know.
I was never a Full House type of guy.
You weren't?
I was more into Boy Meets World. You know how I feel about Topanga.
You love her. Danielle Fischel?
Yeah. Remember when I made a video with her and I didn't tell her how creepy I was thinking about Topanga?
Topanga.
You know that story?
Topanga.
Once I was watching Full House with my brother.
I was whispering Topanga just
Let
like
me tell
did.
The people that
you were
know.
Watching Boy Meets World.
Whatever, yeah. I was watching Boy Meets World with my brother, and in the commercial break, we muted the commercials, and we were just sitting there, and I was thinking about the name Topanga, and I was like, oh my God, that's such a weird name in my head. And without thinking, I was like thinking about the name Topanga, Topanga, Topanga. And then I accidentally whispered, Topanga. And my brother looked at me, and we never talked about it. So, Travis, if you're listening, I'm sorry for what I've done. Topanga, because you're listening, I need you to know I'm not a freak. I guess her name's not Topanga. Danielle.
Did you know it's like a city in California?
What are you talking about? Topanga?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I was thinking about.
Or it's at least, I've just Googled it.
Now, is the Full House revival going to include going back to San Francisco? The Full House house.
I don't know.
What's the premise?
I did read. I was very like interested, so I read it. Do you want to know?
Is this your jam? Is this something you're looking forward
so
to?
So here she is. Yeah. DJ Tanner.
Yeah.
Pregnant with two boys.
Is this the actual plot?
Literally. Pregnant with a third, and then her husband.
Wait, pregnant with two boys, and then.
No. She has two children, and she's pregnant with a third.
Can you get pregnant if you're already pregnant? That's a serious question.
Yeah. I don't know. Call Dr. Ruth.
Things gay people don't have to worry about.
So there she is. Two kids, pregnant, husband dies. Bam.
Drama.
It's just like Danny Tanner was a widow.
And so she needs help raising her kids. She goes back home to the Full House house.
And she has Stephanie, her little sister, move in with her, as well as Kimmy Gibbler.
I don't know any of these humans. Where is Mary-Kate? Where is Ashley?
Okay, well, also,
is that
only
hot guy gonna
one
be there?
Of them.
Is
Who's the hot guy?
The
Uncle
guy
Jesse?
With Greek yogurt. Yes.
You know he's got a funny belly button.
I do know that. I do.
He will be part. He'll have like occasional appearances.
Okay.
John Stamos.
Yes.
He does have a weird
he's
belly button.
He's doing the John Stamos.
He's too busy.
Yeah. He's very busy with his Greek yogs. He's very busy not participating in the reunion.
Jesse Katsopoulos.
Will that one guy, will America's Got a Funny Joke, what's that show?
Bob Saget?
Yes. What's that show?
America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yes, thank you.
They call it AFV now.
I gotta go. Is he gonna be involved?
Probably not.
Girl.
I don't know. I'm sure they're all gonna come
this
back.
This quote-unquote reunion.
It's like Girl Meets World. Like some of the cast is there, but not all of the
now,
cast.
Now, will the reunion be in on the joke like the Brady Bunch movie was like campy and over the top? Like,
I don't know. I bet Candace Cameron's ready for like
they're all
Emmy,
ready for the revival.
So she's like gonna be a serious actor.
What type of Emmy? Daytime?
No, Teen Time.
I wonder if they should have
it's on Netflix only, I believe.
I'm surprised they haven't done a spinoff of the podcast.
Our podcast?
Can we talk about one thing that we were laughing about at the Podcast Awards, or is this going to get shady?
Talk about it.
Girl, I'll talk about it. The opening monologue, the guy, Jericho,
yeah.
was like, can you guys believe Snooki has a podcast? And I was like, girl...
I said
people
this
in
you.
Glass houses should not be shading
like,
podcasts.
I was like, he was like, everybody's got a podcast. And it's like,
I wanted to be like, yeah, that's the point. All of us are hodgepodge. Why are we all here? It's kind of like a random group of people.
I guess his,
and that's
I
the point.
I haven't heard Real Talk with Chris Jericho or whatever it is.
All I gotta say is anybody can have a podcast. It's anybody can join the fun. So I wouldn't be shady about all I'm saying is I'm ready for the Full House reunion podcast extravaganza.
Yeah. And I'm ready for a spinoff of this podcast.
Of what?
With
what's
just
the spinoff?
Me.
Oh, I gotta go. Of you can do the Jock Hour with Corey
oh
Cool
my God.
And I'll do the Illuminati Hour with
It'll
Tyler
be
Oakley.
Called Jock Life
Ew.
With Corey Cool.
Is it J-O-C-Q-U-E?
No. Jacques. And I interview French men named Jacques.
Ew.
Who are also athletic.
I think I kind of do
Jacques Life.
I hate it. French athletes named Jacques. Hosted by Corey Cool.
What are you going to do on the Illuminati Hour?
I'm going to talk about Illuminati. I'm going to bring on suspected guests of the Illuminati. They're not going to know that we're going to talk about the Illuminati, but once it's recording, I'm going to bombard them with questions, interrogating
them.
Are you
going to lock them in the room?
Yes.
And say, what if they just refuse to speak?
Well, then the proof is in the pudding.
Right, right, right.
And that's when I'll get out the pudding sponsor. And have them taste the pudding.
And make sure that it's delicious.
And I'll ask, where's the proof? And they'll say,
it's in the pudding. That's all they're going to say.
Illuminati.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here thirst. Ooh, that's not a bad podcast title. You heard it here thirst.
And then what?
And we just talk about people that we thirst over.
That's my Twitter if you want to see.
Yeah.
Thirst, just follow at Corey Cool
okay,
on Twitter.
Cool. Great. Wonderful.
Okay, you, cool. That's me.
That's great. And where can people find me?
I literally have no
idea. I guess
idea.
I'll just say it. Tyler Oakley, if you want to find me anywhere, just go there and find me and voila. Corey, if people like the podcast, where can they subscribe?
They can go to iTunes. They can click subscribe. I mean, they should do it and they should love it.
Our last episode was with who?
Hannah Hart.
And everyone seemed to love it. If you haven't heard it yet, go listen to it. But who should be our next guest? Let us know on Twitter. Tweet us with who you want to be the next guest. Maybe it'll be Snooki promoting her podcast.
Dream big while you're at it.
Maybe it'll
feel free to tweet Get Sarah Bareilles on Psycho Babble.
You know, we tried that with Kelly Clarkson and she never noticed. But what should the hashtag be for people to get? Hashtag psychobabble dream guest.
Oh, yes.
And tag them.
But don't drag them until after they've been on the podcast.
And then snag them some pudding from our pudding sponsor. We'll be putting a link below. Gotta go.
Bye.
Bye.